Hey, this is Chris Brown, and today's episode is brought to you by my friends at PureFlix.com, the best place to stream faith and family-friendly movies and more. Sign up for your free one-month trial subscription today at PureFlix.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We are glad that we're sharing this time together. Feel free to call in with your financial questions or your relational questions, or maybe it's a leadership question. I don't know what you got going on in your life, but we're going to answer it through the eyes of stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. You call in 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283, or you can email in as well, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Many of you who have been listening in for quite some time now, I want to thank you so much for sharing this show. We are seeing a lot of podcast downloads and website visits, and of course, lots of people listening right here on the dial, so thank you for doing that. I do want to start off today with asking you a question. Do you have a good word to share? Do you have a good word to share? Proverbs 12:25 says, "Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad." And if you've had a good word to share, listen, share it. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a story about how God has worked in your life, we know God's always at work. We've got to be looking for it, right? Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's not. But he's worked in your life to change your heart, your finances, your relationships. Hey, let us know. Give us a call or an email. Our goal is to feature your stories to ultimately bring hope to our listeners. So give us a good word. Your story may help another listener's heart be encouraged. And that's what this show is all about. Again, we're taking your calls at 866-357-3283. We have a call from Jenny. Jenny, how are you?
Good, and how are you today?
I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Okay, so my husband and I have approximately $120,000 in an IRA.
Okay.
And we have about $25,000 in cash. What we're trying to figure out, what would be our better bet? Taking the cash and paying the taxes, enrolling the IRA to a Roth, or just taking the cash and placing it in a Roth and just moving forward from where we are.
Okay. And so I'm assuming you've got, are you familiar with our baby steps?
Yes.
Okay. I'm assuming you've got baby steps 1 through 3 taken care of.
Most certainly. Yeah. We're on 4, 5, and 6.
Okay. So this is a conversion from a traditional to a Roth, and you're wondering if you should do it or not.
Correct.
Okay. The only way I want you to convert it to a Roth, which I do want you to, is if you have the money to cover the taxes for the conversion. If you have the cash on hand, I wouldn't want you to lose that on the transfer. It'd be an additional money that you have for the conversion.
And we do. We have the $25,000 cash, and that's where we were trying to figure out, should we convert it or just take that $25,000 cash and just place it in a Roth outside of a conversion. We can't tell which one would be better for us.
Yeah, I would convert what you have.
Okay.
I would convert what you have, that 120, while you can. If you convert that 120 now and pay the whatever the tax rate is on that now, yeah, versus when it's 800,000 or 900,000 or 1.5 million and then you're paying that same percentage rate on the taxes, that hurts. So it'd be the best way you can use that cash now.
Excellent.
Yeah, paying 30% tax rate at $1.5 million, that's painful. You just lost $500,000.
Yeah.
So you want to do it now while the number's small.
That was the plan, so thank you very much.
Well, congratulations on your position. It's a good place to be.
Thank you.
You guys have obviously done very, very well.
We've tried.
Well, good job, Jenny, and we appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
my wife and I have the privilege and responsibility to shape the hearts of our three kids. We don't always get it right, of course, but that's why I'm thankful for resources like PureFlix.com. It's the best place to stream faith and family-friendly movies, documentaries, kids programming, and more. Anytime, anywhere, on your phone, tablet, laptop, or TV. PureFlix.com provides wholesome Christian entertainment that I can trust to make a positive impact on my whole family. Go to PureFlix.com today and sign up for your free one-month trial subscription. Your family will thank you. Folks, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown. Remember, I said you can call in and you can also email in. I got an email here from Denise. It says, "Hey, Chris, I ran across your show a couple weeks ago on the radio and decided to download the podcast so I can listen on my daily commute. I've been hearing you advise listeners to stabilize the present before thinking of the future." Awesome, Bob and Amanda. It's sticking. That's exactly right. You stabilize the present and then you focus on the future. She says, "For the past 10 years, I've been contributing to my 401k with at least the company match, which varies between 4% and 6%. Should I stop contributing and put that money towards debt? I have about $11,000 in credit cards, $25,000 in student loans, and $30,000 in a car that I'm trying to dissolve. I make about $98,000 a year. Thank you for your ministry. I admire what you're doing. God bless." Well, thank you for that, Denise. I would say yes, 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 and more yes. You want to pause the contributions, but for no longer than 24 months, because remember, there is the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest, and it is working for you, and I love that, but you want to be out of debt first. Okay, so you're going to want to 24 months at the max and get right back to it. So you're going to put together a 24-month plan, but this time, when you go back to investing, 18 to 24 months from now, you're going to do the full 15%, not just the 4 to 6% on the match. Now you're going to be in a position where you can do even more. Okay, so 15% of your income towards retirement. We have to be able to walk before we run. And right now, your interest rates are just countering each other. Okay, so you're losing on your debts and you're gaining on your retirement, and they're kind of just countering. It's kind of like running down the field and you're not getting anywhere because someone's behind you and has a rope around your waist. You're just running and running and running and you're not going anywhere. So yes, you want to make sure you put it on pause, pay off that debt, build up an emergency fund, and get right back to contributing to retirement. Very, very good question. Many people have that very same question. Next on the line, we got from Logan, Utah, we got Mason. Mason, how are you?
Pretty good. I hope all is going well for you as well.
Yes, it is here in Nashville, quite a ways from you. How can we help you?
Yeah, so recently married, got married at the end of August. When me and my wife, when we were getting married, we kind of built up some debt on some credit cards. Now that we are married, I've kind of made it a priority to get those paid off as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And she says that we don't really need to worry about it because they're interest-free for the next, like, 3 or 4 months. So I was wondering, what can I do to help her, like, realize we should probably get rid of that debt as soon as possible?
Yeah. So is she okay to save the money and then make one payment before interest starts accruing? Or is she just about, like, wait forever, like, whatever, we'll get to it eventually?
Yeah, mostly the wait forever. Once 6 months hit, then we should have the money then to just pay him off all at once.
So do you think she understands the consequences of having debt?
I don't think so. Like, with the family that she was raised in, no. Okay. Very different from my parents' family.
Yeah, and how much debt do you have?
So we have two credit cards totaled together. There's $1,200 there. And then I have student debt that adds up to just over $7,000.
Okay. What's your goal? You want it all paid off in what? How long?
I'm still finishing up college. Got a couple of years left. The credit card debt, I think that we can, if we buckle down, we can get it paid off by the end of this year. And then student debt, don't really have a plan for that yet.
What about 4 to 6 months?
4 to 6 months is definitely possible, and the interest free period I think ends in April and then June on the two cards.
Yeah, that's what I would aim for. I'd aim for not paying any interest on that. That's good. So, is your wife a believer?
Oh yeah.
So, what I would do is I would start reading the Bible together. And I'm going to send you a book called The Legacy Journey also.
Okay.
And, you know, it's going to be this will make people feel uneasy, but there really is nothing sexier to a wife than for you to lead her through the scriptures and lead her through the leadership, this a legacy journey class I'm going to give you. Because you are right now, you're wrestling over interest rates. You're talking about interest rates and you're talking about debt levels and stuff. And it's just not, she doesn't care. I mean, she's not there. So you've got to pull up and you got to look at this spiritually. And she has to understand fundamentally that God trusts her with his stuff. Like, she gets to be a manager for the Creator. And so if you're walking through the scriptures and you're walking through the Legacy Journey class and you're getting that, when she gets that, man, every single day, every breath that she has, every moment that she has, and every dollar that's put into y'all's hands, as she manages it for the Creator, it's going to change things. And so I think you just pull up and you lead her spiritually. You don't want to force her. You want to inspire her.
Yeah.
And you want to educate her on regarding the realities of waiting. So, you know, for me, whenever I've had this intense fellowship, which some people would call fighting, but intense fellowship, 1 Corinthians 10:23 has helped me. And it says, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. And so, yes, could you really kind of, hey, listen, God's kind of put me to lead us in this way, and I could really, you know, we're going to pay it off regardless. But all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. So I would just say, you don't want to force her. You want to inspire her. You want her to want to, and you want to change the belief system that leads to a different set of actions, which leads to a different set of results. So you're not going to go after the results. You want to go after the belief system. And then for all the years going forward, at post-college, middle kids, post-kids, you're all on the same page. And that's more important.
Oh, yeah.
All righty?
Yeah, definitely helps me out. Thank you.
Yeah, the bottom line is lead her spiritually, the spiritual reason why you don't have debt, and you're going to get further faster. And it's cool because you've got a couple months. Where it's not so urgent. You're not paying this like crazy interest rate right now. So just keep saving it until she's on board. And then you can go from there. I'm going to stay on the line and we're going to give you the legacy journey. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks, let me ask you a question. Think back to all those gifts you've been given throughout your life. Now, how many of those gifts actually changed the trajectory of your life? Not very many, right? Or what about this? How many times have you given a gift that has totally changed somebody else's life? Those gifts, those experiences are what make futures hopeful and bright. That's why here at Ramsey Solutions, we are kicking off our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes in the weeks leading up to Christmas. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. And for the people that you care about, don't forget to check out the special sales and deals that we have on some of our life-changing resources and gifts right there at stewardship.com. So make sure to head over to stewardship.com, check out the deals leading up to Christmas, and enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway every day for your chance to win. You did hear me right. We're giving away $100,000 in cash and prizes. Not something that you hear every day, but right here at Ramsey Solutions, that's what we're doing.
We're grateful that you joined us today for Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to thank you for sending us your questions and testimonies. We love it when you share your triumphs, your we did it moments. If you've had difficult experiences and God has brought you through, share it with us and you'll give hope to others. You can call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Or you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Let's continue now with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Got an email here that came in from Josh. He says, Chris, I just started listening to your show. It has been a huge blessing to hear your financial knowledge applied with biblical wisdom. I prefer biblical wisdom applied with my knowledge. Well, I'm hoping to lead out with biblical wisdom, but I'm 22 years old, going to school, but I'm currently taking a year off to save up $17,000 that it'll take to finish school. I about have this saved and still can make another $17,000 before living expenses. I'm currently putting away $300 to $600 into savings each pay period, every 2 weeks, and would love to know the best way to invest this long-term. Any suggestions for long-term investments at my age? I have no debt to speak of. Praise God. Thank you. Well, congrats, Josh. Way to go. You are proving that this can be done, that you can be patient, and that you can cash flow college. Folks, it is possible. And Josh, to answer your question, your first 15% of investing is going to go, 15% of your household income is going to go to 401k type retirement plans. Okay, so a 403b or a 457, all these different kinds of 401k retirement plans that are usually offered by your work. And then you're going to go to a, what's called a Roth IRA. That's where I would take you no matter what age you were. A 401k type retirement plan has a good tax shelter in it. And then a Roth IRA. And that's going to stay true your whole entire life. That'd be the same advice I'd give you when you're 60. A 401k retirement plan and then the Roth IRA. Now, after you get after that, then we can talk. But I think you've got a ways to go. But again, thank you so much for proving that this can be done. You are rocking it. And we're cheering you on for sure. Looks like from Dallas, Texas, we got Adrian calling in. Adrian, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm better every day. How can we serve you?
Well, I'm in a weird place just because my church gifted my husband and I with Financial Peace University. And when we started it, the reason we were gifted it is because one of our tithe checks actually bounced, which is very embarrassing. Just this past Sunday, we were made aware that, somebody had actually gifted us the $1,000 for our emergency fund. And that came kind of way out of left field, and I'm having a hard time either accepting it or, how to graciously decline.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about this, bounce tithe check. How did that go down? So they called. Well, they called you on a Monday or Tuesday or something.
No. We're a very small church. Uh-huh. We're actually a church plant in just outside of Denton, Texas, and so it's only 20 of us. And when I wrote a check for our tithe, which was there 1 minute, and then Murphy's Law happened, and our bank account became overdrawn, and at the same time that our bank account became overdrawn, our tithe check tried to get processed. Uh-huh. And so I called the pastor freaking out, you know, I'm so sorry, you know. And him and his wife were actually getting ready to start Financial Peace University. Uh-huh. And when they discovered that it wasn't multifamily, they just got us one of our own. So it's like blessings upon blessings upon blessings are just happening, and it's really hard to accept such a gracious gift in this this emergency fund.
Well, that's very kind. I love that. I love that response. When a tithe check mm-hmm. bounces, it's not just to notify you, but then it's also to walk beside you. That the account is that you know, down to the wire, that they're wanting to help out with that. I love that.
Yes.
Now, tell me, Adrian. Mm-hmm. This $1,000 gift,
mm-hmm.
I want you to accept that. And here's why.
Okay.
They're not the givers.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever it is trying to give you that money,
mm-hmm.
they're not the givers.
Mm.
Do you know where the gift is really from?
From Jesus.
Yes. Matthew 7:11 says this. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, right? We do, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? So let me ask you the question.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if you gave your kid $1,000 and they refused it?
I would probably be upset also. I would be, you know, well, why, you know, I want to help you. I want to give this gift for you. And it's funny that you say that because that's the exact thing and the exact quote, the exact verse that my pastor just gave to me yesterday when I told him about how heavy this was weighing on my heart.
Yeah, no, I just wouldn't want you to refuse that. I mean, that's just not a... and you think about the person who's the conduit of this generosity, okay, it's Jesus's money, and he chose to use everyday people to deliver it to you. And Proverbs 11:25 says, those who refresh others themselves are refreshed. So I'm just telling you, if you refuse this, what you're doing is you're robbing them of a blessing that comes from generosity. And then what happens is you go from a win-win, where you win and they win, to a lose-lose.
Yeah.
You need the $1,000, and then they don't get to feel refreshed. And then lastly, I would tell you, I want you to know that you're doing the right thing when you accept this. Refusing a gift is actually a cousin of pride. Think that through. When you refuse a gift, it's a cousin of pride. And the Bible says that pride comes before the fall. So
that's exactly how I feel. It's like I'm having a hard time, you know, keeping my pride in check. And I know that's probably where this is coming from.
Yeah.
Is, you know, because I feel like I should do it on my own. You know, we got ourselves into this debt mess. You know, it's our responsibility to get ourselves out without help. And so I can totally agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I love the independence of that. I mean, I love the, like, you know, control what you can control and the personal responsibility element. That's all great. But I also think there's a balance there where you, if somebody wants to help you, you know, when we receive a gift, it's a humble act and God loves to see that humility. So be thankful that you have great friends and a community that wants to lift you up. And then, you know, you learn from your mistakes or whatever the mistakes might be, or why you have, you're tight on your finances, and you start the budget process, you start living out the things that you learn in Financial Peace University and being a faithful steward and kind of go forward. You kind of peek at the past, but you focus on the future. And that's kind of how it works. But just be very, very thankful. You've got a great community around you. And just be thankful for them. And look for opportunities where you can return the favor. Maybe it's not financially, but maybe it's with time or talents. Or maybe it's with attention or being a good listener. Maybe it's baking a cake or whatever it is. But however you can minister to them, maybe it's a letter. But that's the Acts kind of church that we read about in the Bible. And I like it. So I would accept it. And I would give God the glory for it. I would journal it. And brag on him that he came through other people, but it was really him.
Amen.
All righty.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call.
All right. Thank you. Folks, did you see what just happened? She was involved in community. She was at church. People, be in church. God wants to bless you through people, through community. We're all starving for two things. We're starving for purpose, and we're starving for community. You find that in the local church. You find that in the bride of Christ, in God's plan A, and that is that building right in the corner. There's no power in the brick and mortar. It's power in the community within it, and God being in the midst of them. Did you know Americans are attending church one out of every 5 weeks? And we wonder why our relationships are struggling. We wonder why we don't feel close to God. We wonder why we can't hear him. Be in church. It's something I want for you. I remember those times where I took a couple weeks off and I thought, ooh, I'm just saving a couple hours. I get to sleep in or whatever it is. I got to go hunting or I got to go this or fishing or whatever it may be. My spirit was starving for purpose and community right around the corner from that relaxation that I thought I needed. No, what we need is a spiritual rejuvenation that happens when you are around fellow believers that spur you on. Iron sharpens iron. They can keep you accountable, and it's just a great place to be. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. It's filled with imperfect people. But you've heard me say it before, conflict is inevitable, but drama is a choice. So man, get in church. Hopefully I made that clear. Well, folks, we're all done for today. Hope you are encouraged and a little bit of challenge there on the end. But I want to let you know about a couple events coming up. November 10th in Colorado Springs, me and Dave Ramsey are going to be out there at our Smart Money event. It's about roughly 6:30 in the evening to about 9 o'clock in the evening. Again, November 10th, you are invited. I think there's some seats still available at stewardship.com. That's right around the corner, just in about, 8 or 9 days. And then November 17th in Portland, I believe it's at Rolling Hills Community Church. And you want to check that out. It's going to be me and Chris Hogan will be at that event. And I think there's a few seats still available for that too. So check those out. Don't forget, enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. We'll be drawing a winner each and every week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. God bless y'all.